real truth daily. This is Daily Truths with Dave Allman.
Hi, everybody. We're in Matthew chapter 20, and remember yesterday we talked about these two men that were on along the side of the road in Jericho, and Jesus was walking by. They knew that Jesus was the Son of God, and so they were pestering, if you will, pestering Jesus to make them well, right? They were saying, Lord, Son of David, have mercy on us. And people around them, both disciples and non-disciples alike, were telling them to shut up, right? They were trying to ostracize them, ignore them, and censor them. Does that sound like our culture today? This is what it says in Matthew chapter 20, verse 21. The crowd rebuked them, telling them to be silent. Are we as Christians being told to be silent today? In secular universities all across our country, when kids are standing up for the name of Jesus, they are ignored, ostracized, criticized, and rebuked, right? Our president on Easter Sunday mandated that Easter Sunday was Transgender Identity Day. Now, I know March 31st is generally speaking that day, Transgender Identity Day. However, if it would have been an Islamic holiday or a Hindu holiday, I can almost guarantee that he wouldn't have declared on that special day it to be Transgender Identity Day. About 2 years ago, a little bit less than that, when I started Daily Truths, we were taken down right away by someone who said we were spamming, even though we weren't. Christians are the most ignored, ostracized, and censored group in our country today. It's like Satan is using them, saying, be quiet about the faith. Quit professing the name of Jesus. Quit trying to stuff your religion down our throats. But are we doing that? No, I don't think so. We're just bold. We just want to confess the name of Jesus. We just want to profess what Christ has done. And we're saying basically the same thing that these two blind men were saying. Jesus is the promised Messiah. He's the Son of David. And when he has mercy on us, not only healing us of our infirmities, if indeed that's his will, but also confessing the name of Jesus, knowing indeed that he died and rose again so that forgiveness and eternal life could be ours. When we profess the name of Jesus, in a world where so many people are ignored, criticized, censored, and ostracized as a result of their faith, what do? We keep professing the name of Jesus. That's what these men did. Even though people were saying, hey, be quiet, leave him alone, he's got other things to do, you're not that important. Do you know what it says here? But they cried out all the more, Lord, have mercy on us, Son of David. In the book of Acts chapter 4, Peter was told the same thing. Quit talking about this Jesus. Quit talking about this Jesus who apparently healed this guy who is a leper, a cripple there outside the temple in Jerusalem. Just quit talking about the name of Jesus. And do you know what Peter said? We can't help but talk about the name of Jesus because we're witnesses to what he's done. We've seen what he did. We've heard what he did. We can't stop talking about the name of Jesus. These two men in this text had the exact same attitude. Nobody's going to stop us. Nobody's going to put us down. No matter what we're facing, we're going to confess his name and we want our eyesight back. They were bold. My friends, may we be bold despite the circumstances, despite the culture that we're in. May we be bold in professing and confessing and evangelizing and lifting up the name of Jesus no matter what. You know why? Because someone's salvation may be at stake. God grant it for the sake and in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of David, the Lord, the promised Messiah. Amen and amen.
Thank you for tuning in to Daily Truths with Dave Allman. Pastor Dave Allman is the pastor of Mount Hope Church in Boulder, Colorado. If this ministry is blessing you, please consider supporting us by sharing this channel with a friend. You can also like, comment, subscribe, or leave a review. This helps us tremendously. Come back tomorrow for your next Daily Truth.